You're listening to SBS News.
Commencing her Senate term 75 years after the election of Australia's first female MP, Senator Maureen Faruqi reflected on how far women in politics have come and the contribution they've made.
I'm very grateful to the 99 women in the Senate before me who have actually forged the way for people like me. And the difference women being in parliaments make is that they really fight hard for things to change for women.
The Pakistani migrant who arrived in Australia in 1992, raised two children and carved out a successful career as an academic and engineer before serving a five-year stint in New South Wales' Legislative Council. Australia's first female Muslim senator hopes to reflect the diversity of the Australian experience.
Obviously, there's a lack of diversity across Australian parliaments. No matter where you are, they don't look like contemporary Australian society. They don't look like the streets and suburbs that I live in.
Her message for the Senate stands in stark contrast to that of her new colleague, Fraser Anning, who last week used his maiden speech to call for a ban on Muslim immigration, dubbing it a final solution. Senator Faruqi says it was a very disgusting speech.
I think generally Australians are very warm-hearted, open-hearted people, but there are, of course, underlying elements there which are further exploited, if I can say that, by people in Parliament.
Only a year ago, One Nation's Pauline Hanson entered the Senate in a burqa. Senator Faruqi says Australia's Muslim community is anxious.
Because we have seen that when things like this are said, and when, you know, when there might be some terrorism attack somewhere, people living in the community in peace are made scapegoats. So we have seen attacks on Muslim women recently on public transport. We have seen people continuously attacked and abused on social media.
The 55-year-old has been a victim herself.
I've received handwritten letters with those attacks. My son recently, has been receiving death threats on the phone. So it does make us feel anxious and really fearful as well as to what might happen.
Enid Lyons became the first woman elected to the House of Representatives in 1943. Despite the notable achievement, the wife of a former Prime Minister and mother of 12 once remarked that her Liberal colleagues only wanted me to pour the tea. Today, only 23% of Liberal Party MPs are women, while Labor is edging towards a 50-50 split. The Greens have as many women as men in the Senate. Senator Faruqi describes former Greens Deputy Leader Larissa Waters' taboo-smashing decision to breastfeed in the Senate last year as a beautiful moment that showed we've come a long way. But she says she doesn't want it to be another 75 years before true equality is reached.
I have to say there was a report that came out a couple of years ago, a World Economic Forum report, which said that parity between men and women will be reached in 2133. That's globally. Now, for me, that is quite unacceptable that it will take another 100 years to be able to do that. So we really need to fight harder, because unless we do, we cannot take things for granted.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.